Good morning, this is Rabbi Eli Rothberger from Israel Passaic Clifton. We are continuing our Daf HaShavua Insights of the Daf series. Today's shiur is going to be learned Leilei Nishmas, my father, Yosef Meir ben Chaim Kaufman, Zichron Levracha, as well as Erez Naftali's father, Avram Shaul ben Shulam Itzalma, Zichron Levracha. May the Neshamas have an Aliyah. Today's shiur is covering Daf Zion, and the topic is going to be Saved by the Mizbeach. Our daf begins in the middle of a discussion that started on Daf Vav Amud Beis. We are still looking for a source that asay, or that an asay, is docha a los asay by Yechiv Kares. The case that the Gemara brings down comes from the pasuk Lo sevaru eish bechol moshoseichem biyom haShabbos, which means you shall not light a fire in all your inhabited areas on the day of Shabbos. The Gemara explains that the word moshoseichem, which implies in all locations, both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, is brought down to teach us the extra din that this Isser applies to a Beis Din, and explains a Beis Din is not allowed to heat up the psila or the molten lead used in the Misa of Sreifa. Consequently, the Gemara learns that this pasuk teaches that Beis Din may not execute anyone on Shabbos. Taking this a step further, the Rambam in Hilchot Shabbos, Perek Chaf Dalet, writes the following: Ein onshin b'Shabbos, we do not punish anybody on Shabbos. Children should be happy, but we're not actually speaking about parents punishing children with no dessert, but it's speaking about on a much higher level. And the Rambam continues, afa pi sheha onish mitzvah saseh, and even though based in giving an onish is a positive commandment, ein adoch haShabbos, it does not push off Shabbos. Ketzad, how does this go? Hareishin is chayav based in malkos or misa. Should a person be chayav and based in either malkos, lashes, or misa, or death, in malkanoso, we don't beat him, we don't give him malkos, in a misa noso, b'shabbos, nor do we kill him on Shabbos, shenemar, as the pasuk says, lo sevaru eish b'chol mosh voseichem b'yom ha-shabbos, one may not burn a fire in all your area, or your dwellings on the day of Shabbos. B'zo, and this is, azhara l'beisin, is a warning for beisin, Shlo Yisrafu b'Shabbos, Mishin is chayav sreifa, that they should not carry out the punishment of sreifa on Shabbos for somebody who's chayav the death of burning. The Huadin, this also applies l'shar onshim, other punishments too, even though they're not going to be davar kilu Shabbos. Malkos is an example of it, and Rishonim explain that even though there is a possibility that when somebody gets lashed, there is a possibility of getting a chabura, nonetheless, it's really a davar shena miskavein. It's not completely inevitable. It's possible, but not inevitable. And we follow Rabbi Yehuda, who's makel in that case. So therefore, we want to say the following. The Gemara wants to suggest in its Havamina that it's only because of the love of losivaru eish that it's forbidden for basin to punish a person slash carry out a din of misa on Shabbos. Had it not been so, we could have said, asi asei v'dachi lo sasei, even one that carries a punishment of Kares. So the Gemara slugs this up on the bottom of Vav Amud Beis with the words of Rav Simi Barashi, and these words are going to lead in to our discussion on the top of Zion and Aleph. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Simi Barashi, Hai Tana, this Tana does not raise the possibility, Lo Mishum De Asiya Se V'Doch Yelosa Se, not because that court-administered death penalty might override Shabbos, because a mitzvah say comes and overrides the law. Rather, mishum demaisi b'kal v'chomer. Rather, he entertains this option because he learns this through a kal v'chomer. V'hachi ka'amar, and this is the kal v'chomer, this is what it means. Mani mekayim, how do I establish the pasuk? Mechalaleh mos yumas, anyone who profanes Shabbos shall be put to death. We'll say that bishar melachos, that's with other melachos, chutz v'misas beizin, except for a court-imposed capital punishment. Aval Misas Beis Din. However, it could be said that if the Beis Din decides to kill somebody, Dachki Shabbos, it should push off Shabbos Mikal V'Chomer through the following Kal V'Chomer. And what is the Kal V'Chomer? So we say like this: Uma Avoda, and just like the Avoda and the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, bringing Karbanos. Shehi Chamura. It's a very, very serious issue. It's a very, very compelling, strong mitzvah. V'Docha Shabbos. It's so severe it overrides Shabbos. In other words, you look in the Karbanos, we see that we brought a Karban Tamid every single Shabbos. We brought a Karban Musaf every single Shabbos. And of course, bringing a Karban entails many malachos, slaughtering and killing and removing the skins. All these things in Sreifa, all these things are carried out on Shabbos. So we see that Avoda pushes off Malacha. So Avoda pushes off Shabbos. And yet, Ritzicha Docha also. The halacha is that if a murder overrides avoda, in other words, let's say, for example, there was a kohen who is chayiv misa. Let's say there's a kohen who is chayiv misa and wants to do the avoda. The obligation of Beis Din to kill this kohen overrides his performing the avoda, and he's forbidden to do the avoda, and he must be killed, even though he's interested in performing the avoda before he dies. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Me'im mizbechi tikachenu lamus. You should take him from my mizbeach so that he may die. So we're going to say the following. Shabbos shenidcha b'nei avoda. Shabbos, which is overridden by avoda. Ein odin shetehei ritzicha docha Shabbos. Isn't it right to say that ritzicha is pushing off Shabbos? So what's this kal v'chomer again? So we take three things. We take avoda, bringing karbanos. We take Shabbos, and we take ritzicha. And we say the following. Avoda is stronger than Shabbos. Ritzicha, because we see that you bring karbanos on Shabbos. Ritzicha is stronger than avoda, as we see that we will kill a kohen who is chayv misa before he has a chance to deliver the avoda. So through this inference of a kal v'chomer, well, if ritzicha is stronger than avoda, and avoda is stronger than Shabbos, then obviously ritzicha is going to be stronger than Shabbos, and this gives us a viable havamina to allow based in executing people on Shabbos. And in fact, it's only through the pasuk of Lo Sevaru Eish Bechol Mosh Vosechem that we forbid executions on Shabbos. So thus the Gemara concludes that the pasuk of Lo Sevaru comes to preempt the Kal V'Chomer that could have been learned. The halacha that was going to be learned was not through the principle of Esei Docha Lo Saseh, but rather through a Kal V'Chomer. Now from this potential Kal V'Chomer comes out an interesting Machlokas Rishonim, as well as an important understanding of the different types of avoda. Let's first discuss the machlokas Rishonim comes up. When the Gemara says that a ritzicha pushes rechitza, not ritzicha, ritzicha means rechitza is washing, I always get the two words mixed up. When ritzicha pushes off avoda, Rashi brings in the following qualification. And Rashi says, ritzicha dochel, so ritzicha pushes it off, which means that what? She'im haya rotzeach kohen, that if the person who was a murderer was a kohen, avoda, and he wants to do the avoda before Beis Din kills him. What happens? Beis Din shulchan. Beis Din come, they send, and they take him to die. And he doesn't get to do the avoda, but there is one exception. Elohim Cain, unless hayal gago shel mizbeach v'avoda biyodo, he was literally on the roof of the mizbeach, he was walking on the mizbeach, and he had a korban with him to place on the mizbeach. In that case, we don't kill him. We let him finish it. Shenemar me'im mizbechi tigachin lemus. From before the mizbeach, we take him to die. Velo me'al mizbechi. But not from on the mizbeach. So this teaches us that when do we say that a kohen's life by one who is chayiv misa is based in is not safe for doing the avoda? That's if he didn't start yet. But if the kohen started doing the avoda, he's allowed to finish the avoda before Beis Din takes him to be killed. Now the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach Perakei has a different take. Listen to the words of the Rambam. The Rambam says, HaMizbeach kolit. The Mizbeach saves, can save a life. Shenemar behorig bezadon. As it says, when a person kills, Mizbeach kolit, the Mizbeach can serve is almost like an ear miklat per se. As it says, behorig bezadon, as it says, when a person kills intentionally, b'mezid, which brings along a chi of misa, me'im mizbechi tikacheru lamos, you may take him from my Mizbeach to kill him. Michlal, implied from this, the Rambam says, Shahorig Bishgaga Eno Nerag Bamizbeach, that somebody who kills by accident is not killed on the Mizbeach. Lefichach, therefore, Ahorig Bishgaga, if somebody kills by accident unintentionally, Ukloto Mizbeach, and he runs to Mizbeach for refuge to be saved, in place of an ear miklat. Vaharago Shem Goel Hadam, and the relative comes and kills him from there, because we know that a Goel Hadam, a relative, is allowed to kill the Rotzeach Bishgaga. Hareze Neragalav. This relative, this Goel Adam, is killed for killing the Kohen. Kimisha harago besoker miklat. It's as if he killed somebody in the air miklat. So what do we see? We see that The Rambam does say that the Mizbeach saves, but unlike Rashi, who tells us that the Mizbeach saves for any Kohen, even if he kills B'mezid while he's doing the Avodah, the Rambam says we see that this only applies to one who kills B'shogeg. That doing the Avodah will save a person from Golos, but it will not save a person from the death penalty. And consequently, should a Kohen who is Chayav Mises Basin start doing the Avodah, he can be taken away during the Avodah and killed. Now, question is, what is the machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam all about? So both Rashi and the Rambam have our Gemara, which tells us, Ritzicha is Doches Avoda. The Mishnah Lamelech on the Rambam over there explains that the Rambam says that this means Pshuto Kimashma'o, meaning it pushes off all Avoda, whether you started it, whether you didn't start it. This is the simple understanding of the Gemara. Ritzicha, Doche, Esho Avoda, cut and dry, black and white. Now, it happens to be that Rashi would explain differently. Rashi would explain the Gemara as, what does it mean when we say Ritzicha is Docha Avoda? That's Avoda before you started yet. However, once the Avoda has started, we're going to wait till you finish. So again, Ritzicha, Docha Avoda, when you have an opportunity to do Ritzicha or have the person do the Avoda, so then that's what it means Ritzicha is Docha the Avoda. But the actual Avoda itself, that Ritzicha is not going to push off. So the question is, the understanding of Rambam is much simpler and more direct. What did compel Rashi to say something a little bit more out of the box? And the answer is that Rashi is basing his opinion on the drasha of Rabbi Akiva, which is brought in the Gemara Yuma Daf Pehe. The Gemara in Yuma tells us the following. Nana Rabbi Akiva, Yoma Rabbi Akiva answered and said, V'chi yazid ish arayehu l'hargo b'rama, if a person comes purposely against his neighbor to kill him, me'im is b'chi tika chenu lamus. You can take him from a mizbeach so that he should die. Mei mizbechi? From. In front of my mizbeach. The lo me'al mizbechi. But not from on top of the mizbeach. But if he already performed and started to do the avod and is in the middle of it, we do not take him down immediately, but we allow him to finish up the avodah. So you see that Rashi felt that this drush of Rabbi Akiva was enough of a reason for him to understand Avoda means starting the Avoda. The Rambam went ahead and said that no, it means Pshuto Kimashmo. It happens to be the Artanarim that learn like the Rambam does. As we see this brought down in the Mechilta of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, and I read you the words, it says, Ha'ilu haya shogeg, haya ha-mizbeach kolto, that had the person killed b'shogeg, the mizbeach would save him. V'ein kol et elagagol shal mizbeach be'solomim, and just adds in that it's only the Beis HaMikdash Mizbeach save the person. They call it El Shogeg, and it's only going to save somebody who kills B'Shogeg. Aval B'Mezid, if somebody kills B'Mezid, Afilu Kohen V'Avoda B'Yado, even if it was a Kohen, and he was in the middle of doing the Avoda, Dochen Osami Mena, we push it away from him, L'Misen Osa. So again, so we see the Machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. There's an interesting Gemara in Makos, which seems to support Rashi's understanding of the Sugya. It's based on the story of Yoav, David's former general, who unfortunately joined Adonijah's rebellion, and was Chayiv Misa for not only that, but also for the murders of Avner, Amasa, and Avshalom. Now, part of David's last wishes to Shlomo were to put Yoav to death, for being, first and more, the Malchus, as well as for killing Yoav, sorry, for killing these people. The Navi says that Yoav ran to the Mishkan, grabbed onto the Mizbeah, hoping that his life would be spared, based on the Gemara that we learned. The Gemara, however, mentions that Yoav made several errors in his calculation, and this is what the Gemara in Makos Daf Beis reads. Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav, Shtei To'uyos To'o Yoav Osasha. Yoav made two mistakes. Dechsev, as it says in the Pasuk in Melachim Aleph, Vayonas Yoav Elol Hashem Vayichazit Bekarnos HaMizbeah. Yoav escaped to the Mishkan, and he grabbed on to the corners of the Mizbeah. What were his mistakes? Number one, Tosh, Eino Kolet Elagago. That the only thing that saves a person is the roof, the Hu Tafas Bekarnosov. And he was holding onto the corners. I mean, you have to be standing on the Mizbeach, doing the Avoda. Yoav was holding onto the corners. Two, She'eino Kolet El Mizbeach Beis Olam. Only the Beis HaMikdash Mizbeach saves a person. The Hu Tafas Mizbeach Shel Shiloh. He gripped onto the Mizbeach of Shiloh. Now, the truth is, Rashi has a different gears on this point. And Rashi says it's not really Mizbeach Shel Shiloh, because during David's time, the Mizbeach of Shiloh had been destroyed already during the war with Eli, when they took the Arba with Chofni and Pinchas and the Plishtim. Rashi is a different girsa, and Rashi says, "Hutafas mizbeach shel bamosh asadav lifnei Aaron shehaya ba'ohel shenatalo David beir David." It was a different mizbeach. Okay, he doesn't make. Even the mizbeach, the temporary mizbeach that David built, would not be enough to save Yoah's life. Abaye Omer, Abaye gives another thing. V'hanami mitata she'eno kolei elakoin bavoda biyado. Who's our haya? Abaye adds in that, again, the mizbeach is only going to save a kohen while he's doing the avoda. Yoav was a zayar and clearly wasn't doing an avoda. Question is, according to the Rambam, why didn't the Gemara also mention that Yoav was killed b'mezid? That Yoav killed b'mezid? While the ability for the mizbeach to save only applies to those who killed b'shogeg. So this Gemara seems to be a question against the Rambam. So the Rashba, quoted in his Chuvos, explains that the Rambam would make a chilek in this case as opposed to other cases. There are two ways that a person can be put to death. Number one is through the Sanhedrin, where they do Eidim, Hasra, Trisha v'Chakira, and everything which is delineated in Masechah Sanhedrin. But there's another halacha where a person can be put to death. It's based on a pasuk in Yoshua, which tells us, Kol ish asher yamres picha, any person who rebels and defies your words, Belo yishmas tavarecha, just listen to what you say, L'chol asher titzavenu, what you command, you must. Rak hazak v'yamatz, this pasuk is speaking, describing Yoshua, and says that, anybody who doesn't listen to what you say is liable to be put to death. And our Chachamim tell us that Yeshua was given the din of Melech. And Yeshua was given a din of a Melech in this respect, that there's a halacha of Morid B'Malchus. Morid B'Malchus is that if somebody goes against a king, a Melech has a right to put him to death, and that's it. No Edim, no Hasra, no nothing. So what the Rashba is going to say is the following. We're going to make a chiluk within the Rambam as to whether the person is chayiv misa through a beis din, or a person is going to be chayiv misa through a special din of the melech. When we're talking about a special din of the melech, the Rambam is going to say that in this case also, the avoda is not going to, the avoda will save. It's only when beis din puts a person to death through the whole mechanism of edim and hasra and what we have, that's when the Rambam is going to say that it doesn't apply b'mezid. So this is why the Rambam can say that even though Yoav killed b'mezid, it wasn't a problem in explaining what he did, because again, the Rambam makes a chiluk between somebody who's put to death through Mishpat HaMelech and somebody who's put to death through Stam HaMisas Beis Din. Tosus of Davzayin, though, asks the following question. And Tosus says, V'im Tomar, you want to say, V'dilma Hasam La Mishum Ritzicha Dach Yavoda. Who says that it's the Ritzicha that pushes off the avoda, which seems to say that there's a problem in the cheftza of the avoda itself, the actual service being done by a murderer. Maybe it's the fact that it's mishum gavra hu delo chazi. Maybe it's just because he himself, the kohen itself, is not a fit person to the avoda. Kedam rinan, as it says in the Gemara in Brachos, kohen sharagas and efesh lo yisas kapav. A kohen who kills should not duchen shenemar gideichem damim yileyu. That your hands are full of blood, and then you're going to go ahead and give a bracha. Hashem says, I don't want that. So the chol shekein avoda, so berachas kohanim, it's not going to work. It should work for avoda also. So why are we saying that, you know, there's a problem with the avoda? Say simply, it's a problem with the kohen. Right? Why are we saying it's the ritzicha part? Say the fact that he's a murderer, and not that Mises Beisdin overcomes him. So Tosos gives two answers. I want to focus on the second answer of Tosos. And the second answer of Tosos is, Tosos says, Yishlomar, Davka lo yisapanov lefisha harago biyado. Now the issue is because he's killing with his hands. Ve'en kategar nasa sanegar. A prosecutor doesn't become a defense attorney. We have this concept in a couple of places when it comes to avoda. And that is that if you have something that was used for an avera, well, we're not going to be used that to bring as a chus. Classic example is that when the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh Kadoshim on Yom Kippur to do the special avodas Yom Kippurim, I'm not talking about the stuff in the regular day, but the stuff which was unique to Yom Kippur, so we know that he wears Bigodim Levonim, he wears only white clothes, he does not wear his big day Zahav. And the reason the Gemara gives is Ein Kategor, Nasa Sanegor, because with Kohen coming in wearing gold will invoke memories of the Egel HaZahav. And we're going to be saying this very Kohen, who is here to bring us kapara, is going to be trying to get forgiveness by saying, Hashem, please forgive me. And it's like flaunting the sin of the Egel Azav right in Hashem's face, so to speak. So therefore, we don't have that happen. The same thing over here. A Kohen who murders somebody, his hands, which were used to murder, it's almost like flaunting the fact that Hashem, haha, I've used these hands to murder, God forbid, and therefore I want to give a bracha. We say it's going to be counterproductive and shouldn't work. Avoda, we're saying, though, is not going to be the case. Avoda, again, should work, and Avoda should be okay, even though it was done by a rotzeach. So again, we want to make a chiluk. Tosfos wanted to know, how should it be that the Avoda can count anyway, once he started? After all, don't we say that a murderer may not duchen? So we're saying that no, because when it comes to duchening, duchening was done with the hands, and we want to say, in kateger nasa saneger. But as far as the rest of the Avoda, it's not going to be an issue. So the Achronim ask and say, excuse me, that shouldn't be the case. After all, how do you go ahead and do the Avoda? We know the basic Avoda when it comes to a Korban are Shechita, Kabbalah, Holacha, and Zrika. All these things need to be done with their hands. In fact, the Rambam points out in Hilchos Bias Mikdosh, Parakei, it says, V'ein Avoda ela b'yamin, v'im avad b'smol, psula. That hands do play a role. You have to be done with the right hand. If you don't do it with the right hand, if a person checks with his left hand, the Avoda is puzzle. So how are you telling me that the Avoda is not essential and far of the hands? Why don't we say in kategor nasa sanegor? And the truth is, the Aruch Lanier gives an answer, and the answer brings an interesting chiluk. And we're going to say a chiluk depends on between Berchas Kohanim and regular Karbanos, and that's the purpose of the Yadayim. And what do I mean? The question is, what is the purpose of using these Yadayim in the Avoda? On one hand, you can view the Yadayim as a hechatimtza, as a mechanism to do the Avoda, meaning you can't do the Avoda unless you have your hands. On the other hand, you can say that the hands are the essential component of the Avoda. What do I mean? If you take a look at the four Avodas of a Korban, Shechita, Holacha, Kabbalah, and Zerika, so you're going to say that these four Avodas, the conduit of this, but the actual Avoda itself is not with the hands. The actual Avoda is done on the Mizbeach through the burning, through the bringing of the stuff to the Emurim and stuff to be placed on the Mizbeach. The only thing is, you need hands as a Hechetimtza to bring it there, because if you don't have hands, you can't Shecht, you can't Mkabel, you can't be Holich, and you can't hold it while you're being Molech, and you can't, definitely for sure, can't be Zorik. So those things need hands, but it's not that the Avoda is through the hands. The Avoda is through the stuff on the Mizbeach, but the Shechita, it's through the knife. Through the Kabbalah, it's through being in the bowl. Through the Holach, it's through being brought to the Mizbeach. Through the Zerika, it's being actually touching the Mizbeach. Birchas Kohanim, though, however, the Avoda is done through the hands. And that's why the Gemara in Chagiga tells us that a person cannot look at the Kohanim, because if a person looks at the Kohanim, times the Beis HaMikdash, during Duchening, it's going to be problematic. It can cause him to become blind, because the Shechina is Shora on the Yadayim. The hands are the actual Avoda is coming from the hands. So that's why we're going to have a chiluk between our case and Birchas Kohanim. Birchas Kohanim is not going to be, we're not going to say that our Avoda should be possible because the guys are Rotzeach. Because again, the idea of Ein Kateger Nase Sanegor, possling Avoda, that only applies when the Avoda is a function of the hands. That is where the Yisod of the Avoda comes from. But if the hands are just a Hechatimtza for the Avoda, then we're not going to say Ein Kateger Nase Sanegor. Finally, I just want to conclude with, there's an interesting little question. This week's parasha is Parashas Pinchas. And we're told at the end of Balak last week in this week's parasha about the heroic act of Pinchas killing Zimri. And one of the rewards was that he was given a bris kehunas olam, which according to different mefarshim manifested itself in different ways. One way was that he either became a Kohen, or that his descendants would be the Kohen Gadol, meaning all the Kohen Gadol would come from Pinchas. And yet the question is, how could this work? If Pinchas killed Zimri, shouldn't he be disqualified from Birchas Kohanim? So therefore, the Rivan, the Torah, explains that this is the pshat when it says bris kehunas olam, meaning in Achanami, he should have been disqualified via his act of killing. However, Pinchas' act was like almost a horoz shah, through the idea of abol aram is kanai poginbo. Through this particular act, excuse me, Pinchas went ahead and was tachas asher kini l'loko v'yichaperel b'nei Yisrael. Since Pinchas' act was an extraordinary act, and it brought shalom to Klal Yisrael, so then his act of murder was not considered a ritzicha, but rather a means to bring shalom to Klal Yisrael. And that's why Hashem has to go out of his way to say, Pinchas, you get a bris kuhunas olam. You are now going to be kohanim forever, and you're even going to be the Kohen Gadolim. Because again, what was the message of Kohen Gadol? Kohen Gadol's message is Aaron, bringing shalom to everybody. Pinchas, because you brought that shalom, so that again brings that eternal message. By bringing that eternal message, it was actually that Pinchas' act of murder is not being referred to as an act of ritzicha, but fakir, just the opposite, is viewed as an act of shalom, bringing peace to Klal Yisrael. Everybody have a wonderful day and a wonderful week.